the importance of a balanced approach, both within budget planning and program implementation, that addresses both immediate protection needs and long-term solutions for the growing number of forcibly displaced worldwide. In the proposed 2025 budget, we note the planned reductions in humanitarian responses. We understand this reflects a shift towards adoption of the sustainable programming approach. However, this systemic change requires more than the efforts of humanitarian actors alone. Canada recognizes the catalytic role of UNHCR and is pleased to see the agency forging robust partnerships with development actors and international financial institutions to address root causes and advance durable solutions. We also commend the expansion of UNHCR's donor base and the progress made in engaging the private sector. Taken together, as the agency continues to develop its strategy for sustainable programming, Canada urges UNHCR to ensure it remains fully equipped to deliver on its core humanitarian and protection mandate, which is the agency's comparative advantage. To address the human resource gaps, as noted by many, it is also imperative to enhance efficiencies with impact on the ground. We are particularly pleased to see the ongoing adoption of a results-based management approach through the Compass system. However, we encourage UNHCR to tailor its data collection efforts to better meet regional needs and prioritize comprehensive data management strategies that promote greater interoperability with sister UN agencies. This will optimize resource utilization and strengthen targeted service delivery to the most vulnerable.
Madam Chair, the largest asset of UNHCR is no doubt its devoted staff, whose commitment and expertise promote the mission of the organization, despite the difficult context in which they work. We recognize the difficult decisions that have had to be taken in the context of staff adjustments and the UNHCR efforts to respond to the related concerns transparently, promoting an environment of support and understanding during this difficult period. We welcome also the new strategy of UNHCR in terms of mental health at work, which is even more crucial because humanitarian staff operate in increasingly dangerous environments and are subject to strong pressures. In addition, the introduction of the strategic framework for diversity, equity, inclusion is also a step forward. We encourage UNHCR to follow up on its implementation, in particular with regard to the recruitment and retention of underrepresented groups. It is crucial to ensure that that inclusion is not only an objective, but a reality experience at all levels of the organization. Lastly, Canada supports fully the new policy of UNHCR in terms of sexual misconduct, as well as the deployment of Strategy 2023-2025 to combat sexual exploitation and abuse. Initiatives such as Not Only Me and the expansion of support services for victims highlight the UNHCR commitment to promote responsibility and a culture of openness. We urge the agency to continue improving these symptoms with efforts to establish trust and guarantee a safer environment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other delegations who wish to take the floor? Okay, I see none. Deputy High Commissioner, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Dear Chairperson, dear Natalie, I did want to respond to a few of the points that you have so eloquently made this morning on behalf of the UNHCR workforce. I want to say on behalf of management how much we appreciate your contributions, the advocacy that you consistently bring to the needs, the concerns, to management's attention. This is true.